Lifesaver Hero, Chiyun and Yukiko Sugihara by Jacob from Fredericksburg. Superheroes are amazing, fighting villains, protecting the world, but something even more amazing to me is when an everyday person becomes a hero. That's what Chiyun and Yukiko Sugihara did. A hero is selfless and sacrifices themselves for others, is brave and goes against a power bigger than their own, and is humble and doesn't do it for fame but out of the goodness of their heart. The Sugiharas fit this description perfectly. During the Holocaust, Chiyun and Yukiko Sugihara lived in Lithuania. Chiyun was the deputy minister and vice consul for the Empire of Japan and lived with his wife, Yukiko, and his children. His job was to discover Germans' attack plans and troop movement and report back to the consulate in Tokyo. He had a steady, well-paying job that he had worked extremely hard his whole life to get, and was raising his four young kids with his beloved wife. What could possibly have made Chiyun give this all up? One day, in 1939, Chiyun looked outside and saw a crowd of Polish Jews lined up in front of his house. They'd come to apply for visas. The Nazis had invaded Poland to round up the Jews, but the Jews couldn't leave because no countries would accept them. But a loophole was found, and Japan was willing to accept anyone who had a transit visa. The problem was, these were nearly impossible to come by, especially in the situation at hand. Chiyun wrote to Tokyo asking for permission to give visas to the Jews applying. He was turned down. But Chiyun felt that his government was wrong and that the Jews should be helped. So he decided to risk his life and job for others. Years later, when asked why he did it, he replied, quote, "They were human beings and they needed help." A very simple statement, but a very powerful one. Chiyun and his wife, Sugihara, stayed up night after night handwriting visas. They would write 300 visas a day, the same amount of visas that were usually issued in a month. Even after their hands were bloodied and cramped, they continued. When Japan caught wind of what was going on, they sent a letter to the Sugiharas requesting for them to stop or risk extreme punishment. Still, they continued. Finally, they and their children were deported back to Japan. Even as the train pulled away from the station, bringing them to the airport, Chiyun was writing visas and throwing them out the window. In the end, the Sugiharas issued 3,500 illegal visas, allowing the Jews to escape from the Nazis. Since many visas were family visas and could get multiple people out, it's estimated that 6,000 Jews were saved. Their descendants today equal 40,000, all of whom owe their life to the Sugiharas. As soon as Chiyun's family was deported, his entire family was put into squalid jail that treated its prisoners like trash for 3 years. He lost his position in the government, so when he was released, he had to work many low-level jobs to support his family, his most recent one being a janitor. Chiyun and Yukiko struggled thanklessly for many, many years. On October 10th, 1984, the story was finally told. And the Yad Vashem Holocaust Museum in Israel awarded Chiyun Sugihara the title of Righteous Among the Nations. He died a year later. I think one of the things that made the Sugiharas such heroes is not just their act, but what happened after. They silently endured, never asking for help or thanks or fame for what they'd done. It was out of the pure goodness of their hearts that they sacrificed everything they had for people they didn't even know. That's what makes them a hero to me.